This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Sell, Michael. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. This is going to be a Broncos free agent edition of Buy or Sell. And so we know that the Broncos are it depends on what the salary cap's going to look like, because there's still some edits there, but we're thinking on average they're going to have around $35 million or so. $34.38 is what I read this morning. So that's what you have. I'm going to ask you, Mike, each one of these guys, we're going to go down the list, and then you and I decide whether I'm obviously the GM, and you're my assistant to the GM, and we're going to decide whether we're going to re-sign these players.
I'm actually the Walmart.
You're definitely not the owner. No, I am the owner and the GM, and the coach, and probably the quarterback. You're Stidham.
I invented capitalism.
You're Jarrett Stidham.
So I came well before the Walmart.
Sign or don't sign? Fullback Michael Burton.
I like the fullback position, but like you can get another fullback somewhere.
Don't they have the what's his face? Adam Prentice?
Yeah.
Yeah. CSU guy. Offensive tackle, Jerron Christian. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Running back, J.K. Dobbins.
You're going to want to sign him.
You're going to want to sign him. And I feel
like you could get him for a deal.
I'd sign him for a two-year deal. Two- or three-year deal. Let's finish your career here in Denver. I don't know. Yeah, probably. He's not going to play. He's not going to be one of those guys who plays long. Still think they need to go after another running back, though. Defensive lineman, John Franklin Myers. Going to cost you a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Are we saying bye-bye?
Can we pass? For a sec and come back to it? Let's circle back.
You want to circle back?
Let's circle back to it.
Hey, let's circle back to it.
In my email recommended, I use circle back.
So we've only re-signed J.K. Dobbins so far. Wide receiver, Lil Jordan Humphrey.
I like Lil Jordan Humphrey.
So does Sean. We got to keep our coach happy. He likes him some Lil Jordan Humphrey. Do we keep him?
Caught a touchdown. How cheap can we get him for?
Caught a touchdown in the playoffs.
Dropped a couple passes.
You did drop a wide open one. You probably get him for a deal, though.
Yeah,
or do you say we've got enough?
For a deal.
We got enough of these kind of decent receivers. Let's just not bring him in, and let's focus on bringing in George Pickens.
So Pickens?
I'm going to say no. We're not re-signing him.
Okay.
Tight end Mercedes Lewis. That story ended up being a whole bag of nothing. So, sorry. See you later.
Goodbye.
Didn't work. Safety PJ Locke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. We'll bring him
Locke.
Back. Center, third, fourth string Sam Mustipher. You bringing him back?
I kind of want to say yes, because I kind of want to say he's a Mustipher.
Well, we kind of need some depth still. I'm going to say no, though, because I don't want to. We're not going to sign. Like, we got to be careful.
We're not going to have that many injuries to save to center.
Ooh,
this
yeah,
next
you
year.
Might. You might. Alex Singleton.
Yes, and unless that position's like really rich in the. I mean, he tries so hard.
Well, and he's got a great story. And he's a leader.
Yeah, stories, meh. But like, I want him.
Alex Singleton, we're re-signing.
Yeah.
I agree. Let's re-sign him. Let's bring Alex Singleton back to this football team.
But I don't think he's going to cost you a lot of money. He'll cost you some money.
He jokingly
said
he wants $35 million a year. I think he knew the exact number that they had open after Russell Wilson's contract expired. I think, obviously, he's joking. I'm bringing Singleton back. Justin Sternad. there's a caveat to this before you make a decision. He already was reportedly saying he doesn't see himself coming back unless it's to be a starter. And that obviously...
I say goodbye.
That would not work because he's Dre Greenlaw's backup, who apparently Dre Greenlaw did... You know, he had some issues dealing with Sean Payton's schedule, saying it's way different in San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan. Wasn't used to the one day off, 6 days on kind of practice routine.
Deal with it.
He said definitely new to him. Then meanwhile, you have J.K. Dobbins telling you he loved everything about it. I guess it just depends on the philosophy and the program. So I would imagine Sternad will not be coming back unless you don't sign Alex Singleton. You could probably get Sternad for less money, but you'd have to say, for him, obviously a negotiation part of his contract is going to be, am I a starter? And if you say the answer is yes, then that means you're saying no Alex Singleton. What?
But then you got to go, am I going to sign someone free agency, or am I going to go to the draft? And how rich is that position in the draft?
One of the big needs, Mike, if you have a need defensively, I mean,
that's the need.
Did you get enough out of Greenlaw and Singleton and Sternad? All three had issues with injury, and obviously we know Alex Singleton's story. Did you get enough out of that position for you to run it back with those guys? Maybe we don't re-sign Alex Singleton. Are we saying that?
Pass.
Okay, so circle back. That's another circle back.
Circle back to it.
Adam Trautman, tight end.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Go fishing.
Yep. Turner Yell, safety. Delarian Turner Yell. You like your safeties.
Like,
but you need depth there. You can't keep circling back on all these guys, man. I mean, because Brandon Jones went on IR, and then you have PJ Locke, who I think played pretty well. Devon Key's there. JL Skinner's there. So we're probably saying goodbye to him.
Probably. We got depth there.
So we're comfortable saying farewell. That is your just unrestricted free agents. So we still need to circle back. John Franklin Myers. Are we re-signing John Franklin Myers?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but he's one of your starters. You have Malcolm Roach. Didn't they re-sign Malcolm Roach? You have Jordan Jackson, Malcolm Roach, Savion Jones. I'm just
Malcolm
looking
Roach,
at the depth.
The survivor.
Franklin Myers is probably going to be. Is he your most? Now I don't know about the markets on these guys right now. I would imagine John Franklin Myers is going to demand, you know, command more money than every name we've listed so far, even over Alex Singleton. So if you sign him.
Say goodbye. Say, let's go defense draft.
So just you try to replace that position in the draft?
Or find someone on the cheap.
I mean, you got to fill. You had the best defense in the league. So ideally keeping these guys, keeping them intact is going to be a, it should be kind of a priority if you can lock up your guys. Franklin Myers was third in sacks this year, Mike. 7 sacks as a part of that historic defense as far as their sack efforts go. That's a tough one. But you got to be careful because if you say you want Singleton and you want Sternad, which I don't know that they can get both, according to what I heard from Sternad, and then you want John Franklin Myers, and then you want J.K. Dobbins, which might not be a lot, but he might ask for a few more bones because he did produce. He also has the injury, though, that would help the Broncos negotiate. You want to be careful because that 35 can quickly drop down to 20, and you still need to probably make 1 or 2, maybe 3 significant splashes in free agency on the offensive side of the ball.
Look, we know they're going linebacker in the draft. They got to go somewhere.
Do we know that?
To find someone, stud there.
We thought we knew they were going to go running back in the draft or tight end in the draft, but they didn't until the second round.
I think they're going to try for someone pretty high up. linebacker. That was their one.
So do you let Singleton and Sternad walk, sign John Franklin Myers?
You could. You could.
Then you have to replace that position, which is the weak spot on this defense. If there is a weakness on this defense, that's the weakness.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing it already. You're already saying we need to address this issue.
So if it's a weakness, why bring those guys back?
Start from the beginning. I mean, I don't want to, but
you also have Dre Greenlaw, who's injury history.
Yeah.
So you gotta.
I think they're gonna go draft and free agency for linebacker.
Kiper has them in the first round taking a defensive tackle, which is interesting. Okay, it gets more complicated. So you still want to circle back? The only one we've signed so far that we agree on is J.K. Dobbins and P.J. Locke.
Yeah, we like him.
That's the only two we're bringing back so far. Okay, now we go into the restricted free agents. This means they can go out, get an offer, and the Broncos get first right to match that. Tight end Nate Atkins. See you later.
No.
I'm ready to bring in a whole new boat of tight ends.
Yeah, that's one thing, yeah. Go to the draft for that, too.
You know, at some point, I do want to dig into the draft. But right now, we're living in this world. Tyler Bede, running back.
I like you, but sorry.
So, okay. I'm kind of the same. Defensive lineman Jordan Jackson.
No.
Devon Key. Safety.
No.
Tight end Lucas Kroll. Do we sign one tight end so we have a tight end on the... Now you still have...
I'd rather have Troutman than
I mean, you still
Kroll.
Have Evan Ingram. You still have Evan Ingram. So you're re-signing Troutman now? So you're
I'd rather
going
have
back?
Troutman than Kroll.
I'm of the mindset you just go, I mean, they're probably going to bring one tight end back because they know the system. I don't think they're going to go into it with
that'll be
just
Troutman.
Evan Ingram. He's going to be a little more. I'm ready to move on, to be honest. Running back Jaleel McLaughlin.
It's either Bede or McLaughlin. Which one is more versatile for you?
I think
you
need to go out and get a running back anyway. So you'll have, if you sign J.K. Dobbins, you'll have R.J. Harvey. You go out and get another running back. Do you keep McLaughlin, who you kind of like, but you still don't utilize that much? Yeah, you probably should sign one of those guys. Tyler Bede would be less.
I'd go with McLaughlin.
Well, here's why you were holding on, because this is the big one. Cornerback Jaquan McMillan.
Yeah, sign him.
Yeah.
I would sign him. Yeah, he would be the first guy I would sign.
How about guard who stepped into a starting role for a good chunk of the year, but Alex Palcheski?
Yes.
If you can.
Yes, he's going to make a pretty penny somewhere else.
He's probably a starter now, don't you think?
Yeah, he'll go somewhere else and start.
So
I think.
You can't pay him starting money. Edge rusher D'Andre Tillman, who made some pretty good plays throughout the season.
Yeah, but we'll let him go. We need to sign
so
other people.
We're bringing, and this is assuming they can make this work. How much is Jaquan McMillan worth? Is he a top tier corner? Is he a $10 million guy? Is he a $12 million guy?
His ego is going to tell him he's worth a lot, but I don't know.
Who is the number one priority on this list? I mean, here the best players I have is Jaquan McMillan, J.K. Dobbins, Alex Singleton, Justin Sternad.
John Franklin Myers.
Didn't I say that? Did I not say that? John Franklin Myers. Who is the number one priority?
It's between McMillan and John Franklin Myers.
You sign both of those guys and let everybody else defensively go?
Yeah.
So you're willing to let Singleton go?
I think you could. Maybe you could get an Alex Singleton for
I don't
cheap. Because you like him, but how much do other teams like
him?
Well,
if that's your weakest spot on the defense, then clearly
you could
running
have him
it
as
back,
backup.
Running it back with those with Greenlaw, Sternad, and Singleton, you didn't really fix any problem defensively. Plus, you got to keep in mind, you're losing Vance Joseph, man. You're probably losing Vance Joseph, so you might change up a bit of how you run your defense. I don't know.
I would keep one of the linebackers.
Which one?
I'd keep one of them.
Which one? Sternad says he wants to be a starter, so if you go sign somebody outside of him to compete in camp, then you kind of bait and switched him. You told him we'll sign you. We're gonna make it, because that's important to him. He talked about it. And when they say it up front like that, that's important to him.
So he's going to want starter money, so goodbye.
So you go with Singleton.
I go with Singleton.
And you try to find somebody else to replace.
I get somebody in free agency.
I like that plan. Go with Singleton and Dre Greenlaw, run it back with those two guys, but find somebody potentially in the draft that you like being a starter in a year or two. Let's go that route. John Franklin Myers. It's going to be more for you.
Franklin, my dear, I give a damn.
Okay. If Zach Allen's cap hit is $16.4 million, what is a John Franklin Myers? If Jonathan Cooper is $14 million, is he a $10 million guy? Is he more than that? We're not just going to go off of the number of sacks.
I was promised there would be no math in this segment.
No, I guess we don't have to get that deep into it. I think the priority is John Franklin Myers, Jaquan McMillan, J.K. Dobbins, and I guess Alex Singleton. And what about P.J. Locke?
P.J. Locke, definitely.
So there's five. We got five guys. You try to sign those five guys, and you let the rest go.
Yes, and then you have to make it up in free agency and the draft.
If you get one splash for big money in free agency without looking at names, which position
linebacker
is the most? No, I don't think so. I think you go receiver or you go running back. Linebacker, I'm going. We just talked about this. You're going back on the plan, Mike.
No, but like he's going to be your backup.
We draft the backup.
Okay, draft the backup.
We draft the backup. And you go with Singleton and Dre Greenlaw as your starters, and you draft a backup.
Stud tight end?
Another one? You add him to Evan Ingram? So throw another tight end, and you can run what I'm talking about?
Evan Ingram the answer, though?
You got him under contract. So, I mean, they're going to keep. He said some interesting things in this post game. He's like, hey, it's not up to me how they decide to use me. Something along those lines. So clearly, I sensed a little frustration in his voice as far as how he thought he was being used. I just don't. And a little bit of that goes on Sean Payton, too, I guess. But nobody stepped up. I mean, nobody was a consistent threat offensively for this team. So you got to start at the top. You got to get the best player. I think you got to go wide receiver or running back. And that guy, the big name on this list is George Pickens. He is the highest ranked skill player in free agency this year.
Yeah, so if you go with him, then you say goodbye to Jonathan Franklin Myers.
Probably,
won
yeah.
A lot of money.
Correct. Are you doing anything? Like Trey Hendrickson's going to be the number one? No, you're good there. Center, you're good there. Kenneth Walker, the third. Seattle Seahawks running back. Do you go with a guy like, can you get a guy like that and pair him with J.K. Dobbins, with R.J. Harvey as your third back? That would be fascinating. And then there's Breece Hall. Jets running back, who a lot of people thought maybe they should trade for Breece Hall before the trade deadline. I mean, he's been on a terrible team, and he's been, according to PFF grades, ranked eighth among running backs in 2025. He's only 25 years old.
He's going to want to see a lot of green.
Yeah,
not New York
but
green.
That's what
He's
we're talking.
Want to see dollars.
But that's what we're talking here. There's going to be one guy on this list that you can give a significant amount to? Is it Breece Hall?
Well, if you get Breece Hall, again, say goodbye to a couple of those expensive players.
Yeah. But I'm signing up for, if I can get two stud running backs, I mean, that's not, J.K. Dobbins is good, but they're not, can Sean Payton have, does he have enough carries in his brain to give out to two, like a 1-2 combo type running back? I don't know that that's the answer. So we're also looking at free agency. We have to view it with keeping in mind what our head coach does. Do I want to spend a lot of money on Breece Hall if you don't commit to giving him the football more than 12 times a game? Do I want to bring back J.K. Dobbins and then another stud running back? If I'm not going to guarantee that between the two guys, we're looking at 30 carries at least? I don't know.
I'm thinking then perhaps go with the tight end position or the wide receiver.
You're having then, a hard
then
time
don't,
with this.
Don't do the running back. You've got a good point there. If yeah. Coach isn't
do I
hasn't
want to pay
proven
two dudes?
That he's going to run the ball,
so
don't so, get your running back on the cheap.
So George
Get
Pickens, welcome to Denver.
Wide receiver.
George Pickens, you want to sign with us? Bo's airing it out. He's throwing it. Throwing it more than running it. Man, you get it, George Pickens. Whew. That would be interesting.
Then you'll be thrown to the right Pickens, not pick six.
Okay.
Never mind.
No,
never mind.
That was failed. Failed.
Bad co-host.
George Pickens would be big. That would be a big one. You're not co-host. Did you say co-host? I totally went over my head.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What about Deebo Samuel? Now, with currently, he was with Washington. He's 30 years old now. He is slowing down. Maybe a little baggage there. But doesn't Deebo Samuel fit the Joker position that Sean Payton covets? Could run him, throw it to him, line him up all over the field. Buddy's on, maybe.
Yeah, but we already have like two, three guys who could be two, a Joker three,
yeah.
type.
Marvin Mims, R.J. Harvey, and Evan Engram.
Yeah, you got two, three guys who can do your little,
all right,
your
here's
little
one.
Trick play things.
Here's
and
one.
They're not being fully utilized.
Here's one.
I mean, what happened to Marvin Mims in the middle of the season?
I don't know. We're not in that. You're in the wrong meeting. This is not current contract evaluation. You're in the wrong meeting.
Well, I'm saying, like, don't get him if he's another Joker guy.
Kyle Pitts, tight end, Atlanta Falcons, big hub if you're listening. Can we have him? Now, he was supposed to be a monster. He was a former number 4 overall pick. He had a string of disappointing seasons until this last season, and he looked unstoppable.
Atlanta won't let him go.
Probably not.
Atlanta's going to say, we need you for our young coach, our young quarterback.
And I also, I'm trying to get away from what we talked about earlier with recency bias. I mean, is he that guy or did he just have a really good season? There's some, that ain't happening. Here's my fear with signing a running back, Mike. Can the Broncos get the best out of a Breece Hall? Because why is Javonte Williams, who will be a free agent this offseason, why did he suddenly turn it around? He ran for 1,200 yards and 11 touchdowns with Dallas. He completely flipped the script. And he's now, I think, PFF out of the 10 gave him a, or PFF grade out of 100 gave him a 71.3. I mean, this is career best. So that's the thing you got to be careful with. You can sign guys until you're blue in the face, but if Sean Payton doesn't use them the right way, then you're in trouble. Najee Harris. I don't have his numbers in front of me, but he battled some injuries. He tore his Achilles, so he might be one to stay away from. You don't want to bring him in along with the J.K. Dobbins. Well, there you go, guys. I think the wish list has got to be stud receiver or probably tight end. if you can get that guy in free agency and you get, I mean, do you dare go? Do you pay two stud tight ends? No. If you're Baltimore, you do. If you're Buffalo, you do.
Yeah,
if you're Denver, you don't.
Baltimore or Buffalo.
So you pay, you go after a guy like George Pickens. You put the full court press on a dude like that. That'll change your offense overnight. 30 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good Morning NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
This rock got to roll, so I hit the road and made my getaway.
On the Rocks Liquor, celebrating 15 years. Write it down, Hooligans. Thursday, get out to On the Rocks Liquor. They're going to have giveaways, amazing deals, and they're going to have a food truck there. It's going to be awesome. Get some tacos, man. I mean, bomb tacos. Food truck's going to be there. It's going to be fantastic. That's going to be going on Thursday from 11 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock that night on the Rocks Liquor. Do me a favor, especially on Thursday. Make your next celebration on the Rocks. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Did you happen to see Mac Hollins, wide receiver for the Patriots? Did you see his entrance to the game? He's walking through the tunnel before he suited up and everything. He doesn't wear shoes. He's always barefoot. He was doing. Do you remember the movie Warriors? When the guy's like, "Warriors, come out and play," you know, whatever he says.
I have not seen it.
Have you seen that scene? You don't know what the scene I'm talking about?
I do not.
Basically, it's like gangs are fighting and stuff, and the bad gang. I've never seen it either, but he's got three broken beer bottles on the ends of his three fingers, and he's clacking them together, and he's chanting for the gang, the Warriors, to come out and play. He's taunting them. A lot of people had issues with that. I thought it was freaking hilarious. I thought it was cool. Sucked that it was a Patriot. And it sucked that they actually won. But, yeah, thought it was kind of interesting. But you haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen it either. I wonder if it's good. Anybody have any? I think it's just called Warriors. So maybe something we'll have to check out. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael and I have solved the Broncos free agency issues. Couple of guys we're bringing back. We're putting the full court press on George Pickens. And see no way the Broncos are going to lose. Ever
again.
Not
another game.
Never going to lose another game, Mike. They might lose a lot of coaches, though. I'm seeing Joe Lombardi's name out there. I'm seeing Davis Webb's name out there. Obviously, you got Vance Joseph's name out there. Jim Leonard. He's the defensive pass game coordinator. I saw his name up for a defensive coordinator job, several defensive coordinator jobs.
How about we trade them Vic Lombardi, not Joe Lombardi?
How concerned are you when you start seeing, not quite a dozen or half a dozen, but three or four names that were clearly big parts to what you were doing? How concerning is that?
Perhaps not too concerning if you can get one of those guys who's like, hey, let's run the ball.
Well, why can't you, if Vance is gone, do you like say, hey, Jim Leonard, he was the defensive pass game coordinator and also assistant head coach. Why can't you bring him on? Upgrade his, give him the raise and promotion and make him your defensive coordinator. That would be the...
I have no problem with that.
Conventional wisdom there, I suppose. Aaron says, The Warriors is a great movie, definitely worth the watch.
Rotten Tomatoes has it as an 88%. IMDb has a 7.5 out of 10.
So that means it's probably pretty good. We should check it out. What's it on? He said, Chris, Warriors, okay movie. I just know that scene. I've only seen that actual scene where the rival gang member's sitting in his car and he's smacking the beer bottles together and chanting, Warriors, come out and play. It intrigued me. Looked like something I might be into. But just haven't taken that step yet. Maybe
you can,
soon.
Get it on Pluto TV, or you can buy it for $3.99 on Amazon.
We watch movies this summer. That's when we watch movies, Mike. Do we want to bring back the whole show sports movie review in the summer?
Yes, except you will be wrong on one of those movies.
We won't be reviewing that movie.
We should review that movie.
Rudy?
Rudy, yes. So I can play the original score done by...
The original music?
Jerry Goldsmith.
The original music?
Original score.
We'll do it. And we'll call it Brady and Michael Review Movies This Summer that are sports related.
And Micah is right about them, and Brady is sometimes right.
No, we actually got to do it, though, because we did it during COVID. Colfax and I did it during COVID. And then we never did it again. Because Lord knows we're going to need it once the Nuggets are done winning their second championship. We're going to need something to kill time from Rocky's season to training camp.
Because Rockies aren't going to be very good.
I don't think so, no. But maybe trending up.
Will the Nuggets win after they trade Jokic?
Are you trying to piss me off again? We just almost got through it and my blood pressure is fine. Like, I know what you're doing because you don't even know what the NBA is. You don't watch basketball. But it's just the fact that you say it is insanity to me. I thought Joker might actually play tonight. But no go. And the Nuggets continue to just try to battle through this month. So the injuries as of right now, you got Aaron Gordon. He's expected to be out for still a few more days. They tried putting him back. He played several games. Then it was the hamstring again. Cam Johnson still dealing with the knee issue. He's expected to be out until, and this is according to CBS Sports, expected to be out until at least February 3rd. Christian Brown had a setback. He was hurt, then came back. He's expected maybe the end of the month, maybe early February. Jonas Valanciunas is a game-time decision. Jamal Murray is a game-time decision. And Peyton Watson, who is suddenly playing, like he's one of the main reasons why the Nuggets have a 9-5 record without Nikola Jokic. He's a game-time decision. Joker's expected to be out until February 1st. Because it's, you know, again, we thought maybe he played tonight. So they want to be very careful with that, though. They don't want to put him back in too soon and have anything like what they're experiencing with Aaron Gordon or Christian Brown happen. So he may not make it. Now, he's played he's played 32 games, Michael. You have to play 65 games to qualify for the MVP. There's 36 games left as of right now. So if he were to play the rest of the... He's not playing tonight, so now there will be 35 opportunities, which would put him, if he plays every game after that, after the Detroit game, he plays every game for the rest of the season, he would be at 67 games. So that would be over the threshold. And he'd have two games of wiggle room. Don't think they care. Don't think Joker cares. You're not going to force this guy back before he's ready, and I'm still wondering if it's going to be that, maybe that February 1st against Oklahoma City Thunder later this weekend. 42 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. I got Super Bowl plans for you at Big City Roadhouse. They're going to do $3 domestic pints, $4 micro pints all day. And just by going in that day, you're going to have a chance to win a 55-inch 4K Ultra 8 HD Ambilight Roku Smart TV at halftime. When it has 4 million words to it, that means it's a freaking awesome TV. You're going to walk in. They're going to give you a ticket. You're going to sit down. They're going to randomly announce numbers. If one of your numbers is announced, you get a remote control. Then you get to turn it on at halftime. If your controller turns on the TV, you get the TV just like that. All boxed up. It's right when you walk into Big City Roadhouse. It's in the box right there at the front doors. So I got Super Bowl plans for you. Go watch the New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks in what could be a full circle moment for Sam Darnold, Michael. For Sam Darnold, you remember the infamous, I'm seeing ghosts. You know, Sam Darnold said it on the sidelines. He was having a terrible game. He went 11 of 32 for 86 yards and 4 interceptions against the New England Patriots in 2019. That's who it was against. And he went to the sidelines. Camera caught him. Microphone caught him saying, I'm seeing ghosts out there. Talk about a full circle moment, because that made him kind of famous, but in a very negative way.
And speaking of full circle, the Seahawks lost to the Patriots mm-hmm. in the Super Bowl.
Because they didn't run the ball.
What will happen now?
They didn't run the ball, Mike. Russell Wilson threw an interception instead.
Is that Russell Wilson's fault?
Yes. And the play call.
Play call, yeah.
But it was not a great throw. And apparently the Patriots had been practicing against that exact play. That's why what's-his-face? Malcolm. Can't think of
Butler.
His full name. Butler. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Good pull. 150 the time. What do we learn? Coming up next.
Hear the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what?
All right, Michael, what did you learn on this 27th day of January?
Well, as your co-host, I learned what the movie... I forgot what the name of the movie
Warriors.
Is.
Warriors, you didn't learn anything.
But I also learned that you and I both mostly agree on the same things when it comes to the Broncos.
Yeah, but you went back and forth every time. You said, re-sign that guy. And I'm like, well, be careful. You got to watch out for this and this and this. And you're like, oh, never mind. Don't re-sign that guy. You need me here.
We had to circle back.
Yeah.
I was circling back.
Circle the wagons. What did I learn today? The Broncos are going to have some money. They're going to have some money. But that goes away quickly if you want to try to bring back some of those bigger names on your own free agency list. So a lot of soul searching. A lot of deep discussions with the Broncos front office. Some big, big conversations to be had coming up. How much do you put into that defense and do you go crazy on the offensive side of the ball? That's going to do it for us. We're back at it. We got a good high school game on tonight. Looking forward to that. Can't wait. Get to watch Bruce's team, Windsor Charter Academy. So be good. We got Kyle Johnson and Jeff Schmidt on the call. They're going to be fantastic. And that'll do it for us, Mike. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.